On a scale of 1 to 10, if your retirement savings are only scoring 3 or 4, learn how to have a perfect score of 10 next on 3-Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is 3-Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our 3-Dimensional Wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people, and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, if you would like to really get a clear understanding of where you are at financially and where you're wanting to go and how to best get to your desired destination, I would love to have you complete an assessment. And this is what I do when we teach live educational events called Retire by Design. When people come, I provide them an 11 by 17 sheet of paper that has 10 principles on it that have to do with people who are successful financially and in all three dimensions of what I call authentic or true wealth. Those people who are not successful, not because they didn't save money, let's say, but because they saved it the wrong way. Many times they were following the herd, putting money into traditional accounts like IRAs and 401ks, thinking they were going to be in a lower tax bracket, or they didn't understand the key elements of a prudent investment. And so when people come to events and oftentimes they think they're in pretty good shape, and then I have them score themselves on the key elements of a prudent investment and where they have the bulk of their money, they're shocked when on a scale of 1 to 10, they're only scoring 2, 3, or 4 points out of a possible 10. And they score themselves. I don't. But I give them the definition. So what I want to do in today's segments is to go over 4 key elements of a prudent investment. I've been a financial strategist and a retirement planning specialist now for nearly 5 decades. And this is always a wake-up call. And so when people come and they get the scorecard, the first 4 key elements of a prudent investment, they rank themselves on a scale of 1 to 10. So let's go through in this segment the very first key element, which is liquidity. And a lot of people think that rate of return is. That's 3rd down the list. But it's liquidity, safety, and then rate of return. And then the last is any tax benefits. A lot of people get them in reverse order, and it's because a lot of their advisors don't understand which ones are the most important, and then next, and then next. Now, liquidity is the ability to access your money when you need it, because a lack of liquidity is what gets most people into trouble with their money on their savings, okay? And so we have to think about where most Americans sock away most of their money. And guess where it is? 91% of Americans save for long-term goals like retirement into traditional tax-deferred accounts like IRAs and 401ks. And on a scale of 1 to 10, that is only a score of maybe 3 or 4 out of a possible 10. A lot of people think, well, then how come everybody's doing it? Well, they're just following the herd, and it's really unfortunate because I think they're being duped, okay? So let me go through the difference between a score of 1 or 2, 3 or 4, a 5 or 6, 7 or 8, or what is a score of 9 or 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And so you could look at it in 5 different ways. Poor, the poor ways to save and invest money. Poor, and then fair, and then good, better, and then best, okay? So a poor way to save or invest money when it comes to this first key element of a prudent investment, liquidity, if your assets where you're saving money are mostly tied up and cannot be converted quickly to cash for some kind of an emergency if you get sick or unemployed or lose your job or whatever. If you cannot quickly convert it to cash because you have to wait to sell it, okay? This could be maybe a real estate holding, equity in real estate. It could be even money in IRAs or 401ks, because what happens if you quickly need money, even if it's invested in the market, you have to sell it, wait till the transaction is completed. But what happens? You have penalties. If you touch any of that money in an IRA or 401k before the age of 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty on top of what? Taxes. Yeah, you're going to have to pay tax. So if you had an emergency and you tapped into money in an IRA or 401k and you went and grabbed, $7,500, and you had to pay tax on that. A lot of people will pay, $2,000, $2,500, a third of that in tax is what they're going to have to pay in tax. And so you're only netting $5,000. And they sometimes don't even learn about it until they've already spent the $7,500. And then they have to pay tax. And so they have to go dip into the IRA or 401k account again because they have to cover the tax liability and a 10% penalty. So what ends up happening is a lot of people, even in a 25% tax bracket, have to pay another 10% penalty. So it's over a third that they're having to shell out in tax and or penalties in order to tap into money. So yes, you could get it. It's liquid, but you choose not to because you're going to have to pay tax and penalties. You're going to have to give up a third to the government. Okay, so it doesn't pass the liquidity test. So when you have money in any kind of an investment that you cannot access it and turn it into cash quickly because you have to wait to sell the asset and then wait for the transaction, if it's a piece of real estate or your house or apartment complexes or whatever, when you seem to need the money the worst, it's the hardest to get, okay? Because you can't go borrow against it because lenders don't want to loan you money if you don't have the ability to repay. And usually when you need it the worst, it's the hardest to get because you lack the ability to repay. So if you had money in traditional, IRAs or 401ks, yeah, you can access the money, but you're going to incur penalties, suffer losses. You're going to have to trigger tax. So that's maybe a fair place, but it's not ideal by any means. Good, a score of 5 or 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Well, you can access your money, but not without incurring at least some costs. And that could be, a penalty on money, because if you participate even in a Roth, people say, well, you know what, I already paid the tax, so I funded a Roth account with after-tax dollars. Well, true, but if you tap into a Roth within 5 years or before the age of 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty. So, yes, a Roth might allow you to access money, but you're going to have to pay a 10% penalty if you touch that before age 59 and a half or within 5 years after opening the Roth account or whatever. That's what I'm talking about. So that's only a 5 or 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 if you have a lot of your money in a Roth account. What about if you have a predictable cash flow? You're getting money, rental income, out of an annuity or maybe out of an apartment complex. So you have rental income, you have predictable cash flow, but all of a sudden you have an emergency and you need a lump sum. You need $5,000, $10,000, $25,000, $100,000. You can't access lump sums out of your rental property without going through a tremendous amount of either refinancing process or having to sell the apartment if you've got equity tied up in it. Or maybe you have some kind of cash flow coming out of some type of a vehicle and an annuity. Well, you can't go just grab all your money out of an annuity without suffering a huge penalty on an annuity that is designed to just give you a payout. Does that make sense? So maybe it might be a little bit better place if you need a small amount of money, but it's definitely not the best place. So the best place to have money for liquidity is where you have tremendous access, liquidity, to your money electronically, within hours if you need to. In this day and age of electronic funds transfer or phone calls, you can access money, but you're not going to trigger a penalty or taxes. You're not going to have to go through a process to qualify to access money by refinancing or having to sell and then wait for it to close. Does that make sense? And so when you rank where your money is on a scale of poor, fair, good, better, best, poor would be a score of 1 or 2. Fair would be 3 or 4. Good would be 5 or 6. Better is 7 or 8. I prefer to have my serious cash where I can access that money anytime without any problems with penalties or triggering unnecessary tax. I want a perfect score of 9 or 10 on my money. Money in traditional IRAs or 401ks does not pass the liquidity test.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
What are the 4 key elements of a prudent investment? Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, in the previous segment, I was talking about the first key element of a prudent investment, liquidity. The ability to access your money when you need it, maybe even with an electronic funds transfer or a phone call. And I was talking about a scorecard that we pass out and use at our educational events called Retire by Design. And I print these scorecards on 11 by 17 sheets of paper. And people score themselves on where they have the bulk of their money saved for long-term goals like retirement. And they usually get shocked when on a scale of 1 to 10, they think their money is in a pretty good spot, that it would rank, you know, maybe 9 or 10. And then they come down to reality and they score themselves when they learn a few things, and their score is only 3 or 4 out of a possible 10. And when they add up the 4 key elements of a prudent investment, instead of having a score of, you know, 35 to 40 out of a possible 40, they're only scoring at most 18 to 22 with their money in traditional accounts like IRAs and 401ks invested in the market, okay? And so they have this rude awakening, and they have to look at repositioning money, especially at retirement, because at retirement planning is something totally different than what you did for retirement planning. So that's why we call these educational events Retire by Design. And we waive the normal $600 tuition, and they are free. And I'm so passionate about these, I come personally and teach the first 2 hours of these. And then my 2 sons teach you about tax strategy and how to choose the right investments based upon these 4 key elements, okay? And so the second key element is what I'm going to talk about in this segment, and it's safety. Now, there's 2 sort of components of safety. One is safety of the institution, okay? I like to have my serious cash earmarked for long-term goals like retirement or college funding for my kids or grandkids or whatever. I want to have it safe in the institution. That's why I choose to put my serious cash into institutions that have weathered real critical times like the Great Depression with flying colors. In the Great Depression, there was many pieces of real estate that dropped 80% in value. Okay, banks closed. 40% never reopened again. Do you know there was not one single legal reserve insurance company in the Great Depression that went under? They came through with flying colors, crediting 2.5%, 3.5%. And so that same thing happened in 2008. In 2008, when 400 banks failed, went under, and 900 more were on the watch list, on the brink of going under. That's when the federal government asked the 5 major banks in America to disclose where they had their tier one assets. That's money that these banks and credit unions have to have on hand, liquid and safe in case of a run on their bank. Guess where they had 30 to 40% of their tier one assets? in insurance companies, because the insurance industry, generally speaking, these companies are rated five or six notches higher in safety than the bank is. A lot of banks are only rated maybe triple B, and a lot of these insurance companies where I put my money are rated triple A. Well, you think, well, that's only one notch higher. No, triple A is six notches higher in safety than a triple B rated institution. So banks take your money and increase the safety by six notches higher in a triple A insurance company. They also increase the rate of return, which I'm going to talk about in the next segment, by five times or 500%. But as far as safety, they're increasing the safety substantially. With your money that you put in the bank, they want to increase the safety by six notches higher, so they put it into legal reserve insurance companies. These insurance companies have money that is liquid and safe invested in, you know, AAA and AA bonds, in mortgages on shopping malls and skyscrapers, but they only loan maybe 50% loan to value. They have a huge cushion. They don't loan 80 to 90% loan to value, like a lot of banks or credit unions on their mortgages or their equity lines of credit and what have you, okay? And so you want to put your money into an institution that is safe. But the second component of safety is safety of principle. Now, that means whatever I set aside, I don't want to jeopardize. I don't want to lose principle. When I set aside $100,000 or $10,000 or $1 million, I don't want to lose that money due to a market downturn, for example. I want to be protected from those external forces that I have no control over. And so I want to keep it safe from the negative impact of several things: taxes, inflation, market volatility. And a lot of times people will lose 20, 30, 40% in one single year, like 2008, when a market crashes. Well, that's going to happen again. Do you know somebody, or did you lose money in 2008? Well, do you think that's going to happen again? I do. Well, do you want to have happen what happened last time, the next time it happens? Most people don't. Well, what are you doing differently? And then people go, well, nothing. My money's still in tax-deferred IRAs or 401ks invested in the market. Well, the market always comes back, is what my advisor tells me. Yeah, after maybe 4 years, it took until 2012 for people to make back what they lost in 2008. It took 4 years. That same thing happened after 2001 to 2003, 40% losses. It took 4 years until 2007 to make it back. You don't want to do that. You want to have safety of principle. I may not make much of anything when the market crashes, but I don't lose. And that's a strategy that is afforded by using indexing. I'm not talking about index mutual funds. This is a strategy called indexing. And that's why my favorite vehicle passes the safety test with flying colors. I want to make sure that my money is safe from loss of principal, but I go a little bit further. Any year that I make money, I want that to become newly protected principal. Many of our clients in 2017 locked in gains of 25%. I had a client that had $1 million at the beginning of 2017 in his IUL insurance contract, and a year later he had $1,250,000. If the next year the market would have crashed, 40%, it didn't, but if it would have, he would not have lost one dime of the $250,000 he made the year before, because you lock in your gains and you reset. That is an incredible strategy. That's safety of principle, and any gain becomes newly protected principle. This is what we teach at our educational events. So if you're susceptible to market volatility and the potential for loss is extremely high, that would only be a score of 1 or 2 on a scale of 1 to 10 with your money. If some of your money is in institutions that do not have the strongest safety ratings, in banks and credit unions or the market, that's only a score of 3 or 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. It's amazing how many people have their money in institutions that do not have strong safety ratings. If you have your money that is diversified, well, way to go. But you're only diversifying by offsetting some of the high-risk vehicles that you have money in with a little bit of low-risk vehicles, and you're only earning 1% in a bank. Well, golly, that's not a good way to go. That's only a score of 5 or 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. If your money is in a safe vehicle, but the trade-off is very low rates of return. Well, my money is insured by, FDIC. Well, yeah, but you're rowing upstream at the rate of 1 mile an hour. The current inflation's coming down at 15. You're going backwards. How about if your financial vehicle or vehicles have a very low risk and your money is protected from market volatility and inflation? Well, that's what a max funded IUL can do. That's a score of 9 or 10. So many people don't think about this until it's too late. One of my passions and the purpose that I like when people come to a Retire by Design event is to raise their scores on liquidity and safety so that the safety on their money is a 9 or 10 because they don't realize where they have their money is only a 3 or 4.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.